So Neil Baker, pre-season's finally come to an end. A 2-2 draw with Crewe Alexandra. How do you assess this evening's performance?
I was pleased all the way through. Yeah, it was a tough game. Very young Crewe team, but technically excellent. Moved us about, run us around. But I thought we gave them some problems, particularly in the first half. And their superior fitness took over in the second half. But really pleased. I think we've got, even though we've got too many missing, I still think we've got competition for places, which is ideal.
Ollie Harrison with the opening goal, and I guess he must be pleased that he's picked up with the from last season where he was getting on the end of set pieces.
Yeah, he could probably contribute a few more on that, but you know what, he must have got 7 or 8, which is decent return from a centre half. I think he's had a, particularly the last 2 weeks, he's been excellent. And again, I think that's the competition that we bought in that's pushing him all the time. We've got two good goalkeepers. We've signed two centre halves. We've signed three midfield players. Unfortunately, two of them and Ross were unavailable for tonight. But we still look fine in there with Mark and Tom Riley and George Lewis.
Dan Truckett-Smith, second half with the penalty. Is he taking over then from Billy Reeves on the penalty spot kick, or is it an open book for you?
It is open. I'll let them decide. Danny took one, I think it was at Sandbach. I don't think it was a particularly good one, so I had a chat with him about either go really low or get it higher. The penalty at Sandbach was a good goalkeeper who had made a comfortable save, so he's heeded my advice and looks as though he's going to take that mantle on.
Certainly, so I guess, is that something you try and instill, is like the players make the decisions like in terms of taking penalties?
I think so, and I say to them regularly, it's their game. Yeah. Yes, we work on certain things and we work on set plays, but improvise. If you see something on, particularly quick free kicks, quick corners, then do it. You know, I don't want them regimented. I want them to be able to think for themselves.
And what was your thoughts on the penalty decision? Because from up in the press box, it looked whether Rob was first fouled outside or inside the box, but referee gave it inside.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely a foul. I couldn't tell from where I was, to be honest with you. Eventually, the officials came to the conclusion that it was a penalty. So I'm sure they'd have protested a little bit more if it had been a competitive game. But it wasn't, so you know, we have to abide by those decisions, Rich. Sometimes we don't agree with them.
And as I say, pre-season's come to an end. How would you assess your performances over pre-season? What's gone on in training?
Well, we really enjoyed watching them train over the last couple of weeks when we've had everybody available. And the results in the last few games, even though they're not vital, the performances have been good. Stoke, Stafford, tonight, and also against Uttoxeter, even though you know they put up a fight and they made it difficult for us, but I've been really pleased with how it's gone the last fortnight.
Yeah. And 8 days now until the first league game. What do you do with the lads? Do you try and wrap them up in cotton wool, or do you just fine tune things before Widnes?
That's the one. You try and fine tune it. We've got one or two things we need to work on still. Set plays, we'll pick up on them. We shan't push them physically this week. It's, you know, I want them ready to go on Saturday.
And obviously Saturday this weekend, you guys haven't got a fixture. Will you be getting the lads in, or are you popping off watching somewhere?
No, we're off watching games tomorrow, all the staff. We'll get our first few opponents in and you know, that'll enable us to plan ahead.